This is Winning Streak. I'm your host, Kenneth Salazar, and today I'm here with
Kristen Hernandez.
And we're going to be talking about how she got into powerlifting and what she felt before and after she won state. So, how's your day?
My day's been pretty good. How was yours?
Pretty good. Just started. So, to get us started, how did you get into powerlifting?
So I started powerlifting my freshman year. I've been doing it all 4 years, but it was kind of mainly Coach Hernandez. I was a trainer for football and stuff, and he was a football coach. So then I kind of just started talking to him, and then he was like, hey, like, what do you think about powerlifting? And I was like, you know, actually, I've thought about it before, like, coming into high school and stuff, because I always just, like, lifted and worked out with my mom or whatever. It wasn't as much as I did when I joined powerlifting, but it was still something, and I was like, okay. He was like, just give it a try. And so I went to the first practice, and I was like, I kind of like this. But I mean, I did have to join by myself, so it was kind of scary. I was super hesitant at first, but when I did get in there, like, everyone in there was, we were all friends, and everyone was very welcoming and stuff, and I really enjoyed it.
Very friendly environment,
right? Yes.
And recently, what meets have you won?
So actually this year I had a lot of competition in my weight class. So I mean, it ranged from third place, second place, and only a couple of first places actually, until I finally got to regionals and state, and I was able to pull through and beat my competition and just get that win.
And when you went to state, how did you feel? What was going through your mind at the moment?
Well, before the meet, I was very nervous, like very, very nervous. And I just remember my stomach hurting, and I was just like anxious. And I didn't know what I could do. And so I just started, I called one of my friends actually, and they helped me get my mind off things, and I was kind of like, okay, I feel a little bit better. But once I started getting nervous again, I just started praying, and like, okay, God's got me, like, I could do this, like, I just had to do what I knew what to do and just keep fighting.
Yeah, do what you went there for.
Right.
What's been your hardest thing to overcome, like an injury, something happening with family due to powerlifting?
Something that I've had to overcome this season is probably just my competitors. It was really hard going in. I've worked all 3 years. I mean, sophomore year I got third place at state, junior year I got second place at state. So this year I was really going for the gold. But there was actually someone the whole entire season who was ahead of me by a couple pounds. And I was like, man, like, I've been wanting this since freshman year. Like, I just got to keep working. And honestly, it was hard going into the gym every single day. And it's just like, it got tiring after a while. And I was like, is it even worth it? Is it gonna really pull through in the end? Like, and I would get discouraged all the time. But I kept working out. I kept trying. I kept fighting. I kept going to meets and trying to get my numbers up. And then, yeah, I mean, all that discouragement, like, and just keep on working for it. It really paid off.
That's nice. What's been your main motivation ahead through the excessive, like?
I think my main motivation is just doing it for me and trying to prove something to people. A lot of people have doubted me and like, oh, she won't get it. Even some people have said, like, oh, she doesn't deserve it, or, like, just things like that. I guess the haters have talked, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the
hate. And so, like, that's really been my biggest motivation, like, trying to prove people wrong and show them, like, hey, like, I do work for it, and I can get it, and I will get it.
It's something you're meant to do.
Right.
And what's been your favorite memory from overall seasons?
Honestly, it's crazy because you would think, like, oh, I had a good memory, like, my sophomore year or something. But honestly, my favorite memory was state this year. It was so, how do you say, like, it was just a big family bond. Like, the whole entire time, we were all, like, you could see, like, at dinner, no one was on their phone. Everyone was talking to each other. Like, everyone was bonding and actually laughing, the whole entire team together. And usually, it would be people on their phone, or only this person talking to this person, people fighting, bickering, but it wasn't that at all. Like, everyone was just bonding and being friendly, and we, even after the state competition, we all went to the pool and ate pizza. Like, it was just a great time. I loved it so much, and I just wish that was something that could have happened sooner, so we could all have every year, you know?
It brought y'all together as a team.
It definitely did, yes.
And overall, how do you feel that, like, the trajectory of powerlifting is going for East?
Oh, I think it's going to be great. I mean, Coach Hernandez has started this team literally from bottom to top. Like, it started from one team going to every single meet, every single weekend, to we have to rotate, and like, you have to go to every other meet because there's just so many people. And I feel like the culture is definitely changing as well. I mean, it went from no one really wanting to do it, or what's that, I don't think so, like, and now it's like, hey, I want to do that, that looks fun, like, that, look at them winning, like, you know what I mean? I mean, we've won, the girls have won state back to back 2 years, and I think they will be able to do it again if, you know, bring in some more freshmen and some more people, get more people interested, and I honestly think it's going to keep growing and get bigger and look good.
And speaking of freshmen, what advice do you have for the upcoming students and upcoming people who want to get into powerlifting?
I think just do it. Even if you don't have any friends, like, in powerlifting, you'll definitely make friends. It's a very friendly, welcoming environment. Everyone is willing to help you, and just also don't get discouraged. Just keep going to the gym, even if your numbers aren't looking good or your weight isn't moving, just keep working out. Your muscle will build up eventually and you'll get there. I mean, I started from only qualifying for regionals my freshman year to then third place my second year, my sophomore year. Then, you know what I mean? I kept going up, second place, and then I got first place this year. And you'll just never get discouraged.
You got to build upon what you have.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, thank you for coming. It was very insightful, and... Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.